from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I admitted yesterday to start the show, your boy was a bit grumpy. We're feeling better today. So, how about you?
Oh, just fantastic. Just it, absolutely fantastic.
You seem fantastic.
Oh, couldn't be better, man.
When you walked in the pre-show, we were like, is it just me or does Dustin seem fantastic?
Just in a great mood.
Just in a wonderful mood here, which is good because I think we got to calm the waters on the Cleveland Guardians. The Guardians lost last night. They did, in fairness, against Tarek Skubal, one of the three or four best pitchers in the American League. They did get 10 hits. The problem is they only got 2 runs, and Carlos Carrasco imploded. And it was interesting to hear about the somber tone in the Guardians' locker room. If you listen to Zach Meisel on with the Morning Boys today, we painted a very specific picture.
I think pretty picture.
Pretty picture. But it's very interesting. We'll get to the Guardians' side of this. I kind of don't get why yesterday was the tipping point for any Guardians fans going from, and I actually did predict it, but as like we actually saw the game transpire, you got 10 hits against one of the 4 best pitchers in baseball. You probably should have had 5 or 6 runs, but I went into that game thinking, it's Carlos Carrasco versus Skubal. Like, you're going to lose this game. You should expect to lose that game when a guy who's probably at this point washed in his career is going against one of the 3 best pitchers going.
I mean, listen, I went into the game hopeful. I was a little bit nervous. I saw that line. The Guardians were a slight underdog yesterday. They hurt me a little bit. But it's unfortunate where they're at because they can't score any runs, man. You talk about those hits. Like, that's great. I mean, how many times did they have? I think it was at least 2 times the bases were loaded yesterday.
Yeah. And multiple times, and I'm not trying to
one run out of it.
I'm not trying to pile on this kid.
No, I know.
But like, in the second inning, when you got the middle of your lineup, or really, what is it, 4 through 6 on base, and the bases are juiced. The second that I saw it was Tyler Freeman, who actually got a great hit. By the way, I should give Tyler credit. He had 3 hits last night. But the second that Rocchio came up with no outs and bases juiced, I had the absolute worst feeling in the world. And Rocchio had, and listen, I don't want to bag on the kid because he's a young kid. And when you play rookie shortstops or especially light-hitting guys, you should expect them to take a while to become good hitters. It seems like that's happened with literally every middle infielder the Guardians have stockpiled for the last 3 years. But I digress. But how the hell? And I was listening to it on my way home. And when Rocchio struck out looking, I had to turn off the radio because rage overcame me. It's like, listen, you started the second half off multiple games in a row with Schneeman at short. I trust Schneeman. And Schneeman's been here, what, 30 games, if we're lucky? 20 games, maybe? I trust that dude in that scenario against the best pitcher in baseball more than I do the guy that's been manning shortstop since day one on the season. And you could have called it. Dude, we're previewing the lineup last night, and it goes Freeman at 7, it goes Rocchio at 8, and it goes Hedges at 9. And by the way, Hedges actually got a hit last night. But it just felt like where the Guardians are right now. I don't look at all these last 4 games as the same thing. You scored 7 runs on Friday. You got roughly 3 hit, 4 hit on Saturday and Sunday. And last night, you actually did get hits. You didn't drive them in. But it feels like right now, the wrong guy is coming up at the absolute worst time.
So they're just unlucky?
I don't want to go all that because I do think they need at least one bat. I do think some of these young guys are too raw for the moment. Rocchio being front and center, a guy who just is not ready for the role he's in. And whether that means he's got to go to utility, whether that means Schneeman comes up and is your everyday shortstop, or rather slides up to be the everyday, whether you go Angel Martinez at second and maybe move Jimenez to short, I don't know, but you can't. Last night was evidence. Here's the thing. You strike out with bases juiced. No, listen, if you're being aggressive, I have no problem. If you strike out looking with bases juiced early in a game where your starting pitcher has already been lit up like a gas can, man, I just, how can I have you out there? Like, how can you, in good conscience, how can you put Brian Rocchio out there again in that same, because here's the thing. It's the same thing why you don't start Austin Hedges 90 times a year. Because the law of averages says that dude's going to come up in game deciding situations. And previously, the Guardians have done a good job. Okay, we're going to pinch hit Bo Naylor. We're gonna do a double substitution. Fry's going to go from DH to catching the last few innings. With Rocchio, it was the second inning. Like, when it's the fifth inning on, you can sub out of that. When it's the biggest moment of the game for your offense, and it's in the second inning, there's no subbing out of that. At that point,
what are you going to do?
Well, you're just telling people you shouldn't have started that guy in the first place.
If you take him out.
So, yeah. I don't know, man. But I'm going to come back to this.
I mean, you don't give up four runs in the first two innings.
Yeah.
That's a different deal.
Last night
then you wouldn't even have that conversation.
I don't want to, because I'm trying to figure out the best way to put this. Last night was the sum of all the gambles the Guardians have taken. Carlos has had a couple starts in the last nine that haven't sucked. Most of them have been bad. Every time you've run him out there, and I get you literally do not have somebody to replace Carlos Carrasco right now. But every time you run him out there, that's what he's going to do. He's going to give up 4 to 6 runs. So if the best case scenario is he might only give up four runs, that's telling you something. But then again, and Freeman playing second last night, which is another interesting spot. But Brian Rocchio is, 600 OPS if you're lucky right now? Hedges, and again, I'm not trying to pile on Hedges. He did his job last night, which good for him. But like most of the time, if you bat a lineup with Freeman, Rocchio, and Hedges as your 7 through 9, they're going to screw you over. And the miracle is that they haven't a lot this year. So in a way, and I don't want to, this is going to sound like I'm coming down hard on the organization. I don't. I understand that you can't make trades happen before trades are available. The late draft kind of screws teams needing help earlier. But last night was more of a chickens coming home to roost of this is what happens when you have Carrasco and those other three hitters in pivotal spots in a game that you need. Like, I kind of looked at it last night. I'm like, again, this is just the way the rotation fell. So how much? But like last night, it's kind of how she goes. That's it. If you needed that game to alleviate some of the fan concern, you needed it. And you put a lineup out there that felt like you weren't all in on winning.
So,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You said that like fans are really upset about this whole situation and feel like the wheels are falling off.
I think last night was the culmination of a lot of people's fears, and well, I think that was the tipping point for a lot of people.
You know, listen, Nick, we talked about this before the All-Star break. Was that an anomaly, like before the break? Mm-hmm. And to not come out of the break hot is definitely concerning.
Yeah.
So you can understand why people feel this way.
No. Yesterday was, as long as people are invested in the team, we're good right now. So if you want to panic, I'm not ready to panic yet. And here's the thing. I think over the next few games, I think we should all get to panic if they don't straighten this thing out. And now it's about splitting the series is the best, the best expectation you can have. Anything above splitting the series is a gigantic win for them. But I just don't understand why that's the game. You should have lost that game. With how your manager stacked the lineup and who you had to send out there because it was his turn in the lineup, I looked at that going into last night as a schedule loss. And I hate to be thinking like that, but I think the panic comes over the next couple days. And I also think last night, after everything that has been reported that has come out of the clubhouse about whether it's Rocchio looked like he was putting stuff in a cardboard box, which certainly has a certain connotation to it, whether it was just the somber mood in the dugout. I mean, Austin Hedges, we're going to play Austin Hedges coming up in about 10 minutes because he had a couple really well-thought-out, interesting points about where the Guardians are. But all due respect to Stephen Vogt. Because, again, I do put the loss on him a little bit because look at the 7-9 last night. Look at the guys that played last night against Tarek Skubal. You needed every guy with any bit of pop last night in that lineup, and you put Punch and Judy hitters 7-9.
Yeah.
Like when Tyler Freeman's your power hitter from 7-9, you played yourself. Congrats. But I'm not like mad at him. I understand he's trying this delicate balance. He's trying to get this thing going. At the same point, like, Vogt can say anything he wants. This team is going through it. Coming off the San Diego, losing that series, Stephen Vogt, and we played the audio yesterday, Dusty, where Stephen Vogt was like, hey, I think we're doing what we're doing and we're in a good spot and nobody's panicking. Bull. You can say, he has to say that, so it's not, I'm not knocking Stephen for saying it. That's the tone you have to set. No, we're not panicking. Nope. We know exactly where we are. Says otherwise.
And listen, you shouldn't panic right now. You're still in first place. Like, everything's still in front of you. It's not like you just blew, a whatever. What was the lead at one point?
Oh, they had it up of 8-9 games.
Okay, so you're now at 4 games.
Yeah.
It's not like you're trailing. I mean, if they were like a couple of games back, panic time for sure.
Yeah. And what's crazy about this?
And I can see, if that were the case, it would be pucker time.
What's crazy about this is, the division, you only have a 4-game lead. And yet, you have still have one of the 3 best records in the American League. So, like, on one hand, you could look and be like, man, the Twins and Royals are both getting pretty close. Oh, you just gave away a game to the Tigers, who are now just 10 games back. And then you can look and be like, okay, but you're 1 game away from having the best record in baseball. Or, sorry, the best record in the American League. So it's like, what do you gauge the Guardians' success off of? Is it how big of a lead they have in the Central, or is it about whether they're still closer to teams like Baltimore, New York, and obviously themselves than they are to the teams that are 4 games off them?
Yeah.
And I don't know what the right answer is right now, but I think it's interesting that last night I saw a lot of people who've been all as well kind of flip the switch.
Yeah, I understand that. And I'd say for me personally, when I've been looking at, looking ahead, like, who do they got this weekend? Who do they got tomorrow night? What's the pitching matchup? Nick, I don't know that over the last several weeks, I've looked at a pitching matchup and been like, hammering the Guardians tonight.
I mean, you got Joey Wentz versus Xavion Curry tonight. I'm the biggest Xavion Curry homer in this damn town.
I understand. You taking the Guardians?
And I can't. Like, here's the thing. I'll probably just avoid the damn game. Like, I can't bet on the Guardians, but I'm not going to bet on them to lose. But, like, because the Tigers are a 500 team, so it's not like we're playing the 27 Yankees here. But yeah, this is a classic. If you're gambling tonight, this is a classic stay away game. The Guardians should win it. They're at home. They're a great home team. They should win it. But you're throwing a guy who is probably, if everybody's healthy in your organization, he's your 10th best starter. And right now, he's one of your 5 starters.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.